The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
We have been discussing the tradition in which the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him and his family, gives advice to Imam Ali. And we've covered, alhamdulillah, the first four pieces of advice. And today we move on very quickly to the next advice, which I like very much. You know, the Prophet says to Ali that Al-Akhdhu bi sunnati. Here there are three pieces of advice that the Prophet gives. He tells Ali that I want you to follow my sunnah in respect to three things. The other two that came before this we will discuss tomorrow or the day after, inshallah, but this is the last one. But he says to Ali, I want you to follow my sunnah as far as my sadaqah and how I gave sadaqah. Yeah, my charity, how I gave charity. He says, wa amma sadaqa fajuhdak hatta taqulu qad asraftu wa lam tusrif. Subhanallah, I love the wordings of this hadith. Yeah, he says that I want you to exert yourself in giving charity. I want you to give charity to your utmost, this juhd, yeah, this effort. But it's not just a limited effort, it's an effort that basically you put in your best foot forward in giving charity, until the Prophet says you say to yourself that I have been wasteful. But he says, no, that you have not been wasteful. Yeah, subhanallah. Yeah, you know, sometimes we feel that we've given enough, and I think that when we feel that we've given enough, you can always give more. Yeah, you can always give more, because that was the sunnah of the Prophet. The sunnah of the Prophet was that he would never say that, okay, I have given enough. No, there is no such thing as giving enough, right? The fact that, imagine if God says, I've given you enough. Yeah, I've given me enough. And I'm like, okay, that's it then? No, right? Like, we expect that paycheck every 2 weeks, don't we? Yeah, we expect to get provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We didn't say, enough air, that's it. Yeah, enough breaths, that's it. No, God continues to give, right? And so when He gives, the expectation is that we continue to give as well, because that is how the relationship of giving works. Now, before addressing the merits of charity, you know, it's important to understand that this recommendation of giving abundantly, like we're talking about abundantly here, right? Now again, your abundance and my abundance could be different. We're not talking about dollar amounts. We're talking about just giving, yeah, and being comfortable with giving, and not being shy with giving, not becoming tired of giving, not shying away from giving. No, just giving, give. Opportunities come, give. Now, when we talk about this recommendation of giving, obviously, this giving should never make us negligent of our obligations, right? Because we all have obligations. So we have obligations to our families, we have obligations to the different bills that we have, to our banks and to our mortgages. Those are all obligations, right? And then there's obligations to God, right? And then so when we say give abundantly, Islam doesn't say be disregarding or like don't regard your payments that you have for mortgage and then go into, no, nothing like that, right? We can't blame Islam for that kind of stuff. But Allah gives us kind of like an understanding where, for example, in Surah Al-Furqan, we had talked about this, I think about 5-6 months ago, when Allah talks about the qualities of Ibadur Rahman, the servants of the Most Merciful, He says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. He says that the people, when they spend, when they do infaq, they do not do israf and they not do iqtar. Israf and iqtar are like two ends of a spectrum, while infaq would be in the middle. And Allah says that between these two, they are بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. They are balanced or moderate in their spending. You know, israf basically means that I don't spend so much on these other things that I neglect my duties with my family, for example. So now I have spent so much on shopping, a car, a watch, or even so much on charity that now my family has to starve, for example, or I can't buy my family the provisions they need. No, this is israf, right? You have a responsibility to do these things. On the other hand, there is iqtar. Iqtar means that I become so tight, that I become so stingy, that the people who should expect to be benefiting from my wealth do not benefit anymore because I've become so stingy. The poor, the destitute, the orphans, they're all responsible, right? I am responsible to assist them. Now, to the degrees is different, but I am responsible. And so when I become tight, the people that I should be looking after, the ones that God has told me to look after, and the fact that I don't, I am now blameworthy. And this is like, it is an analogy, is very beautifully described by Imam Sadiq alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam. Ma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Where he basically was asked about this verse, right? Walladhina idha anfaqu, those people who when they spend, lam yusrifu wa lam yuqtaru wa kana bayna dhalika qawama, that they don't do israf nor iqtar. So he picked up some pebbles, yeah, and some rocks and some sand all together, and then he opened his hands completely and all the sand and all the pebbles fell out, and he said, this is israf. Yeah? And then he picked up the pebbles again and he held it so tight that nothing came out. He said, this is iqtar. And then he picked it up again and he placed it in a way where it fell off the sides, but still a good chunk remained. He says, this is the bayna dhalika qawama. Yeah? You have to figure that out. You have to figure that balance out, because as far as how much we have, how much we need, we all have different categories, right? Like Islam never puts a dollar amount to these things, but what it does do is put an obligation to spend in charity, yeah? To put an obligation to help people. And you know what's important here is that we understand that when we talk about helping in charitable causes, right? I'm pretty sure I said it, but this was said recently by one of my teachers, which was just a phenomenal point, right? That, you know, oftentimes, like when the mosque will say donations, or a mosque is being built, and we give, right? We give, but we give, like, let's say they say we have khums ijazat, and so we give our khums money, and we feel really good that we gave our khums money. But our teacher said very beautifully that the fact that you just gave your khums money, you just gave the imam's money, you didn't give your own money. Yeah? That was 20% that's dedicated to the imam, sehme imam. So don't feel proud that it's your money, you haven't given your money yet. Yeah? And so when you're going to be generous, don't stop at just the obligations that God has set, because that's not even yours technically, right? But to then give on top of that, that is where the rank of a human being becomes known. And so when you look at the concept of giving, like there are many, many merits associated to this. But one will share, which is I think very beautiful, where again our sixth Imam, As-Sadiq alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam, ma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, where he says, inna Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala lam yakhluq shay'an illa walahu khazinun yakhzanuhu illa sadaqa. He says that Allah has not created a thing except that He has placed someone to account for it, someone to look after it, someone to jot it down, like our angels, right? We do a good action, our angels pick up that action, they write it down for us, for example. He says, Allah has not made a thing except that He has made someone assigned to that, except for sadaqah, the Imam says, except for charity. فَإِنَّ الرَّبُّ يَلِيهَا بِنَفْسِهِ, that Allah Himself takes charity. Yeah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself takes the response. It's beautiful, right? And then the sixth Imam continues and he says that whenever my father tasaddaqa bi shay'in wada'ahu fi yadi sa'il, that whenever my father would give charity, then our fifth Imam, he would place it in the hand of the one who is giving, and then he would take it back and he would smell it and kiss it and then put it back again, because God had taken it first. Yeah? Subhanallah. It's beautiful. It's very beautiful. Now, obviously, we don't need to go into like, does God have a hand? Does God? We're way beyond that understanding. You understand? The same way we had talked about a few months back when we shake each other's hands, God places His hands in between that hand. It's beautiful. The idea is that there are certain things that God loves so much that He says, I will be looking after this myself. And when God Himself does that, it's a phenomenal thing. And so for you and I, if we ever want God's direct attention, if we ever want to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you and I sometimes feel distant because of our own actions, where I feel like, you know what, I'm not spiritually connecting to God, give sadaqah. Yeah? Give in charity. At that particular moment, you and God are connected with each other. So, but this requires faith, yeah? This requires faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not easy to constantly give.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Hali حاكم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.